views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA. Today is Thursday, August the 24th, 2017. We have a live show for you today. Looking forward to that. And today is we're going to have to change it up a little bit. Today's show, the topic is the formidable operant conditioning mainstream media is winning at. Basically, the operation of conditioning that mainstream media is winning at. That's what today's show is going to be about. We're going to do some of the quick informational things for you all. Everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. You can do that by going to the website, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. Once you're on the website, the main homepage, you will see the donation icon that's there. The advertisement that's there, please hit that, and that will lead you in how you can give some of your financial energy so that this network can continue to bring you the programs that you have deemed as valuable. The only way that this can continue to happen, if you support it, give some of your financial energy, because that's what it takes for this to survive. Also, if you'd like to be a part of, another way that you can support the network is by being a part of its social media outlet known as BTR Community. It's also on the homepage for the website, or you could go to www.btrcommunity.com and sign up for membership. There is only $24 a year, and this will ensure that your identity is not sold and you won't be as adversely affected or adversely affected the way you are with FedBook and other things, because that is a data mining and anyone can do it, and many people have lost opportunities, so many different things. So I don't want to get into a bunch of the advertisement things today, because I want to spend some time. We're not going to do what's in the news today because of, you know, some pressing things that are happening right now. Want to make sure that people have a full awareness and have a tactical plan, for especially for those that are in FEMA region number 6, known as Texas, getting ready for this storm, this huge storm that is now a hurricane named Harvey. And so what I want to do, instead of getting into what's in the news, as a couple of videos I want to play for you so that you can kind of be aware of some of the things you could expect and where the latest news is. And I hate Fox News always got stuff. I wish other stuff carried other stuff, but hey, we're going to do what we got to do to get information to the people. So what I want to do is I want to do just that. So we won't be doing what's in the news. Check out the articles that are there. Some very, very good ones and important ones. But this is more important. I want to make sure that we get some of this information out because of what's happening as we speak. There's only less than 36 hours before this storm will make landfall, and it may stay stay stuck in its position for a couple of days, and that's not a good look. Hopefully that doesn't happen, but we're going to want you to be aware. So I'm going to play a couple of things. I'll play two videos. One is from a news agency and one is from a private citizen that actually put this YouTube, and I put his YouTube video on Hurricane Harvey on inside of BTR community. So I'm going to go to that right now. This is a short one. It's about 6 minutes long. Then we'll do another one that will take up about the time that it has. And if you have any questions or comments for those that are in that area, need some information, definitely don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. The state is really starting to play itself out, and I can see from the distance, I'm pretty far away from it, but I could tell that there is something coming, because just the overall weather has changed, and it's quite significant. You can actually feel it. So for me, I could. So let's jump into this. So check this out. Take a listen. Okay, here we go.
15, 2017. You're looking at Hurricane Harvey on the NOLSC. Thursday, August 24th. 12:15 Mountain Time, 2017. You're looking at Hurricane Harvey.
Hold on, let me turn this up. Let me fix this, everyone. Let me stop this and fix it. That was my fault. Okay, here we go. Let me just restart it, and we'll be good to go.
Thursday, August 24th, 12:15 Mountain Time, 2017. You're looking at Hurricane Harvey on the Null School. This is a predictive model showing where it's going to be tomorrow. The green circle I have right there is the wind speed inside of the eye wall. Right over here it is, 192 kilometers per hour. That puts it easily in a Category 3 hurricane status. That's around 120 miles per hour. I wouldn't be surprised if this thing weren't upgraded to a Category 4 before it makes landfall. Yesterday, as we were watching it, it had more than enough assistance to become at least a hurricane. Kind of assumed it would be a major hurricane, and it's still got time to even become a Category 4. So don't be surprised if it does. Either way, if you live in that area of Texas, I'll show you where they've got the hurricane warnings set up right now. Kleberg County, all this area right in here, Loyola Beach, Baffin Bay, Kingsville, Ricardo, obviously Corpus Christi. Corpus Christi is going to be on the, what I call the Mike Tyson side of this storm, that strong right that's coming around, and it's going to be packing a lot of wind and a lot of water. And here's the thing, the teal color that you see right here, that's nearly, in some cases, it is, right there it is, in that area. That's 100% vertical integrated liquid. What that means is it's 100% water from ground to surface. And it's going to do that for several days in this area. Several days. It's going to create a literal water world in this area. So if I lived here in this area, my family and I would be north of San Antonio. I would batten down things the very best that I could. I would grab our most precious items and go north of San Antonio, because San Antonio is going to be right in the mix of this too. Even though it's farther inland, it's not by any means out of the woods. Absolutely not. This thing can easily do a lot of flooding near San Antonio. And check this out, guys. I know this from experience from being in Hurricane Charley in 2004. Hurricane Charley came in this way, 150 miles southwest of Orlando, and it tore Orlando up because there was so much debris that the winds could throw around because it hadn't seen a hurricane in many, many years. Same scenario over here, unfortunately. There hasn't been a hurricane here for a long time, so that means there's been a lot of new trees grow and mature. Some of the bigger trees have gotten bigger. They're going to be intertwined into power lines. So you can expect 100% power outages in this area. I don't know if it's going to be 100% blackout, but I guarantee you there's going to be a lot of power outages extending all the way up through San Antonio over to Houston, clear into Austin. This is over 300 miles wide, 150 miles inland, just like I experienced back in 2004. And I didn't think that I would see power outages in 2004, being 150 miles inland. Oh, yeah. Some friends of mine were without power for over 2 weeks, and we were 150 miles away. So expect it. If you're in this area, just simply move to higher ground. This is going to be a total water world in that area. And like I said, these people here, you need to evacuate, number one. You're going to be viewing the world through the eyes of Noah. That's what this is going to look like. This is going to be completely inundated with water because this is going to be a multiple-day, long-duration event. The null school has it going, well, it doesn't even go up past the 30th, and it's still got it doing the same thing in the same area for days. The only thing that goes down is the wind. See the teal sitting there? And I just moved it forward 3 days. I don't even know if I can go 4 days. No, I can't. 3 days is sitting there doing the same thing. So this is a big deal. It is a big storm that's going to do a lot of damage, unfortunately. So if it was me and my family, we would be north of San Antonio, probably up, Austin. I don't know if I'd feel comfortable in Austin, maybe. Definitely Dallas. It's going to get wet in Dallas, but nothing like down here. This is going to be a water world, guys. So be prepared. Here's a look at it on the GO 16 infrared. And there's that hard right. That's only going to get stronger as it gets closer to land. This is going to be a doozy. So prepare accordingly. And if you have, here's something that I just saw, and it's actually a good idea. If you have lawn furniture or a pool and you have furniture that you don't have anywhere else to put, if you can't put it inside, put it in the bottom of the pool. It's not going to get blown around into the windows of your house, especially if you live along the coast. If you have a pool, an outdoor pool, put your furniture in the pool. It's just as good a place as any, and it's not going to end up through the windows of your house, especially if you're in a hurry. But move to higher ground, guys. Water world is on the way. Thanks for watching. Be safe out there. Thursday, August 24th.
Well, hello, everybody. My name is Bo Evans. I'm a reporter with NOLA.com, Times Picayune, and I'm here with Mr. David Bernard, who is the chief meteorologist at WDEV News. And we are going to talk a little bit about Hurricane Harvey, which is headed sort of this way, and everybody's getting a little concerned about it. So we are going to ask the experts why we are getting so concerned about it.
All right, well, Bo, let's look at this. This is a dramatic picture, guys, this afternoon. We have a very large developing hurricane in the western Gulf of Mexico. The circulation is taking up the entire western Gulf, extending into the Bay of Campeche. And when we come in close on Harvey, we don't see an eye emerging yet. But if we start to see that later this afternoon, then we'll know that Harvey is on its way to becoming a major hurricane. Currently, it's a Category 1. And the track, as we'll show you in a moment, Bo, is toward Texas, at least initially. Right. Notice that it was kind of taking almost a due northerly track overnight, but it has bent back to the northwest as we were anticipating.
So Category 1 right now, we're hearing that it's going to maybe turn into Category 3. What are some of the factors that caused that strengthening for, basic 101 hurricane stuff?
Two big things have happened in the last 6 to 12 hours. Harvey is moving over hot water in the western Gulf. In fact, there is a little patch of water here that's extremely warm. That's really powerful hurricane fuel. The second one is the overall atmospheric conditions have been improving. There was a little bit of dry air in the western Gulf. There was some wind shear from the upper low to the north. All that has gone away, and basically Harvey has taken over the entire environment of the western Gulf, and it's basically made it his own.
Taking over the entire environment. That sounds
the environment around itself, and that's going to allow it to further strengthen.
Okay. So why are we concerned with this heading for Texas?
All right, well, let's start by taking a look at exactly what's going to happen. Here we are now, right? Now, by tonight, we're forecasting it to be a 100-mile-per-hour storm, a Category 2. By tomorrow morning, a Category 3, 120-mile-per-hour winds, and then a major hurricane, 125-mile-per-hour storm approaching the Texas coastline on Friday evening. But look what happens after this, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. It really doesn't go anywhere. It's going to stall out somewhere in here. Now, remember, the cone, the circle, this is a huge amount of uncertainty. Theoretically, on Tuesday, the storm could be over here in this side of the cone. Mm-hmm. It'd be up here, might be back there. Best estimates are it'll still be somewhere near the coast. And the reason we're concerned is the possibility that it might move back that direction.
Right. And just so, when hurricanes or tropical systems like that actually make landfall, they do decrease in intensity pretty dramatically, right?
That's correct. And that forecast showed it as a tropical depression by next Tuesday. That's if it stays over land. Notice the cone was over the Gulf. It could reemerge over the Gulf or stall along the coast, so it could be stronger than that. Now, this is a computer model. Right, the spaghetti plots, people have seen those
right
on the internet. There's a lot of agreement between now and Saturday morning that this is coming right for the coastal bend. But when we expand out to 5 days, you can see why that hurricane center cone is so large, because we have some actually trying to push it back this direction, a few this way. Most of them, though, are keeping it stalled until Monday, right along the Texas coast. And then as we go into Tuesday and Wednesday, that's where you start to see some of this movement toward the north and east, and this will describe, you know, why that's going to happen.
Right.
So let me show you what we have, and basically this high, you see this high here?
I do.
That is strengthening. That is building in from the eastern Gulf. So here we are on Saturday. That high strengthening is pushing Harvey into Texas. At the same time, we've got a big high here over the desert southwest of Mexico, and that's saying, you're not going any further. All right, so Harvey is getting stuck in between this wall of high pressure.
Sandwich right there.
Exactly, and that's going to stay like that to Saturday, probably Sunday and Monday. But here's where there's the possibility of an escape. There is a big dip in the jet stream coming out of Canada late Sunday and into Monday. And you can kind of see the outline of that kind of capturing Harvey. If this is strong enough, that would push the storm in our direction early next week, and we could have significant impacts here in southeast Louisiana. But if it misses, and most of the guidance is not showing the miss, most of the guidance is trying to pick the storm up, if it misses, this high would build in and drive the storm southwest back into Mexico, and that would be the end of it.
Gotcha. All right, so it could pull it this way, or is this the trough that we've been hearing about? Or is,
yeah. Okay. Yeah, and I like to use things like jet stream dips and things like that that maybe is a little more conversational for people to get.
Basically, there's a chance of it going this way, not towards us, or going this way towards us, depending on what.
How strong that is. There's an unusual amount of uncertainty in the forecast. The one thing we can guarantee is that the forecast is going to change.
Right. Either way, we're probably going to get some rain. So this hurricane is over here. What are we concerned about in our neck of the woods over there?
All right. This is labeled potential rain. Because whenever you see these rain charts, all you're seeing is the output from one particular forecast model. All right. And any model can be right at any time, but that means a lot of them are going to be wrong. But this gives you a general idea of what's going to happen. And I think I take it, let's see, Saturday, Sunday. I stopped at Sunday night. Why did I stop at Sunday night? Because the uncertainty is too high on what's going to happen here on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. It's not worth me showing what that outcome might be. But this will help tell the story of where we could go. This scale goes up to 30 inches.
All right?
So this is the hurricane making landfall. It is showing areas of over 30 inches of rain in the Texas coastal bend. 12 to 18 as far north as the Houston area. Where you see the light blue, that's 1 to 6. So the 1 to 6 inch rains will be building in the southeast Louisiana by Sunday evening. Now, that's between now and Sunday. Today's Thursday. We can get 2, 3, 4 inches of rain over 3 or 4 days. We're going to be okay. The question is going to become, If the storm moves back in this direction, we're going to have much higher rain totals next.
Joining conference now. This conference is being recorded by the organizer.
Because based on the scenarios we're seeing now, we will have significant impacts by Monday and Tuesday, maybe even Wednesday, before this is able to move out.
All right. So here we are on Thursday. What do you think folks should know right now, looking ahead to the weekend? I mean, what should we
We need to continue to monitor what's going on. Continue to monitor Fox 8 Live and our Fox 8 weather app, where we're doing constant updates on there, and we'll be with you throughout the entire weekend. Right now, what we know is it seems for southeast Louisiana, the two big threats I see are the potential for flooding rains next week and also coastal flooding, high tide flooding outside the risk reduction system.
Right.
That could become a problem if the storm moves back into the Gulf and is stronger and we get a strong fetch out of the east and southeast. Could this develop into a strong storm or hurricane again if it doesn't get too far inland? That's possible. So we might have a more significant storm impacting the state from the southwest.
Are we looking at any types of surge impacts from all of this that we know of right now?
That's a little bit what I was getting into with the coastal flooding. And again, that we're too far out to know exactly what that would be. If we have a stronger storm here, then yes, we are going to have some coastal flooding or surge problems outside the risk reduction system in those typical areas like that saw the problems during Cindy. Something like that could occur. If we have a weaker system, it will probably be a lot more minor.
All right. And we will be figuring out a little bit more what's going on as time passes and as we continue to listen to you.
All right. Thanks All right. a lot. Glad to be
Thank
here.
You. And this was Chief Meteorologist David Kennard with WVUE Fox 8 News, and I am Bo Evans with NOAA.com Times-Picayune. Thanks for watching and keep informed.
This is Scotty, the station manager. We appear to be having some technical issues with this conference line, so please hold on as I try to reconnect us.
Joining conference now. This conference is being recorded by the organizer.
Am I the only one who cannot hear Dave? Let me do a quick check. Brother Braggs, can you hear?
Nah, he went straight blank, man. That's why I was like, what happened?
Okay. Yeah, so Dave, if you can hear us, we can't hear you. So let me go ahead and shoot him a text. see what's going on. Thanks, brother Greg.
No problem, no problem.
Are you back? Hey, Scotty, you back? We back on?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Okay. Okay, sorry about that. My thing got totally cut out. So sorry about that, Scotty. Also, I just wanted to play that for you all that are in the Texas area. Please be aware of this hurricane. Make sure you take the necessary precautions because if this storm stays in this area from Friday up until Tuesday or so, that is over 3 days of heavy rain, and it's picking up a lot of water because it's coming out of the Gulf of Mexico, which is extremely warm. It's like bath water, and so that is going to be strengthened. It's going to pick up a lot of water, so make sure that you're ready, prepared for that, the flooding that will happen with all of that and all of the people that could affect. Just imagine a hurricane staying stationary for multiple days with torrential rain that it will be coming down because it will continue to gather, and hopefully it doesn't go out, come in, then go back out, strengthen, and then come back in again. So just wanted you all to be well aware of that. If you had any questions or comments about it, make sure I would definitely, if you at all possible, if you live in that area, please take the necessary precautions and get out of the way, because this one is, you know, with all of the rain that could be coming. I've seen rain scales from 50 inches to 60 inches to 39 inches. That's of rain that it will be bringing, and it definitely could do that. Some have said that it's been energized. I wouldn't be surprised about that at all, but neither here nor there. Hopefully people will be able to get out of the way. I know there's some people that won't be able to get out of the way because of so many different reasons. And if you have friends and family, you are in a relative area somewhat close to that, be ready to take people in if that becomes the case. So all be prepared for that. And this probably will send gas prices much, much higher in the next coming week because the path of the storm, it could go through the Texas oil refineries in that area down in Galveston and all through there down in Houston. So if that could be some other issues that come up. So you all throughout the country should be aware of that. And if you can get gas before that, just to help yourself and your family out. So that is what I wanted to play first for you guys and to check out. Sorry about that. I just fell off real quickly. So, and if you're in the area, and the last that I saw was just that traffic was starting to pick up in that area, because one thing about Houston in certain portions in certain areas is very few ways to get out of there. And it's a lot of trees, new growth. So it could be a major, major problem with that type of, and hopefully it doesn't go to a category 4, which it possibly could do, and is going to be watching it in the next 24 hours. So it's about 36 hours before it makes landfall, before the rain starts really coming. And when it comes, the rain is going to be quite, quite severe. And the overall flooding could be very, very extensive. And we all know what that means. 35 to 50 inches. In some scales, we're saying 60 inches of rain. Wow. That's a lot of water that is going to be moved on. So just want you all to be aware of that. If you're in that area, you are well aware of it. Make sure that you are doing what you can, when you can, while you still can. Because once the storm hits, it is going to be nothing more that you really could do with it in preparing for it. So make sure you have the food, the water, and everything else that you otherwise would have. Those of you that have been in hurricanes and in hurricane-affected areas, you're familiar with what you need to do. But a storm like this doesn't really happen too often to where it stays stationary and have that much rain attached to it. Just complete walls of water because of it's coming out of the Gulf, and it's warm water, and that's what hurricanes actually energizes them and becomes their fuel that makes them stronger. So just want you all to be aware of that, and that's why we didn't have what's in the news, and we're going to jump into. But if anyone has any questions or comments, give us a call, 866-510-9025. Hit **. We'll see you in queue. We'll bring you up. Okay. So with that being said, today's show is I want to take a look at, I want to play a couple of things for you all. And today's show is the formidable operant conditioning mainstream media is winning at. And there is definitely some conditioning for our young people, especially that I wanted to. There was a great, great YouTube video, because I'm about to get on the road as well. A great, great YouTube video in regards to that. And I wanted to just bring it to your attention, and it has to do with some of the things with the millennial generation, where they're actually targeting them. And I definitely do see that as a ploy. And it's a really good strategical ploy. And just wanted to make you aware of that, and so that you can think about it, discuss with your with the children, with the millennial group. Some of them are much older now, but just to be aware of some of the things and the conditioning that goes on. So I'm going to bring this up real quick, and then we'll get going with that. I was checking out a lot of stuff with today, so I didn't was watching this, but here we go. We're going to start this wanted to hear, and it's funny, the name of this video is The Days of Noah. So this was, sometimes things work that way. So we're going to start this video, and pretty good, it's about 15 minutes, and then there's a part two. We'll only do those two parts, and then we'll open up the phone lines if you have any questions or comments. Here we go.
There is a silent war unfolding within the minds and spirits of our society. Young and old, rich and poor, black and white. There's an advanced campaign for your soul, for your will, that has a scheduled and fitting place in the program for us all. Mind control is ubiquitous, and they have every demographic covered. Though there seems to be a certain demographic that is being severely targeted, more than others, mainly because there is more of them. And they will be the group that shapes the future. This demographic group is known as the millennials, the foundation of tomorrow. As being part of what would be known as Generation X, it is very easy for me to see the plague that has attached itself to the millennial group, a plague that has been maliciously fortified and re-engineered to bring this young group to a slow, crawling death. And we are going to analyze the development of this. We will look at the numerous designated groups and archetypes within this culturally created demographic. And of course, as always, we will dig into the history of culture creation and its methods of designing the future by destabilizing the youth through corruption and methodic media conditioning. From the creation of the teenager in the 50s with films like Rebel Without a Cause and the introduction of blue jeans to the CIA-funded and designated hippie counterculture of the 60s and 70s, the androgynous new wave genre of the 80s, and more. All leading up to today, where they have finalized their plan and designed a generation of individuals programmed to self-destruct. There's a war on millennials, and it's time that this war is put into perspective. To begin, let's do a recap on what the roots of culture creation are and where the manipulation of society originates. For one of the earliest examples, we can start with Plato and his work, The Republic, where he describes a central power elite running a society by using trauma, symbolism, and dramatics in theater and music, similar to the bread and circuses of Rome, which could lead us right to the circus theatrics of the professional con man P.T. Barnum, who introduced culture creation through showmanship and hoaxes. And of course, that would lead us to the father of culture creation and propaganda, Edward Bernays, whom, with the guidance of his uncle Sigmund Freud, single-handedly changed society. Not only did he create public support for war, but he spearheaded marketing and advertisement, the fashion industry, and even introduced women to smoking cigarettes. When he decided it would be effective to hire non-smoking models to pretend they were smoking on street corners, as he took pictures of them and placed them in advertisement ads, inspiring thousands to then create a new, unheard-of population of women smokers. This is a small example of culture creation, but it is the beginnings of a process that is far more developed and has advanced over decades to bring us where we are today. Making up for all the disturbed and empty trends we have witnessed over the years. Unfortunately, these trends become people's identities, and when these people form functioning groups, this group becomes what we know as a culture. The ideas of Freud and Bernays would be passed down and absorbed by European intellectuals and thinkers who would then form powerful think tanks that had backing from sources like the London Elite, the American Jewish Committee, Ford, and Rockefeller Foundations. These think tanks were the Frankfurt School, the Brookings Institute, and the Esalen Institute, to name a few. Under the direction and tutelage of the Tavistock Institute, Fabian Society, and the OSS, of course. Though none of this could have been accomplished without the minds and influences of the elite agents Aldous Huxley, Timothy Leary, Alfred Kinsey, Gordon Wasson, Margaret Mead, and Gregory Bateson. Though many others play key roles, these individuals stood out in terms of the slow debilitation of an American society and culture.
And let me stop it there really quickly, because that was all of those individuals were part of the MK Ultra tactics that were devised by the German Angel of Death. His name escapes me right now. And that is a part of Operation Paperclip. So this is a part of MK Ultra. So we're going to let this go. Here we go.
Of the world. Okay, so we are familiar with the powers behind culture creation. And let's remember, all forms of mind control, predictive programming, MK Ultra, lesser magic, all these concepts are mere sections within the broad spectrum of culture creation. It aims to create a transient and dualistic new world culture. In order to succeed in this, the elite powers must destroy two things. These are the God-ordained family unit and Christian faith. This is why it is very important to understand that all those who are agnostic, atheist, or non-believers in Christ are convenient agents for the New World agendas. How is this so? Well, these groups...
Let me just stop it there real quick on this. It's a lot of great information here. I don't agree with everything, but definitely is all part of the whole system, and you can discern for yourself the merits of that. So let's get back to it. Here we go.
Groups and schools of thought are promoted and accepted in the elite plans because they all pose threats to the order and design of the Most High God, and they're aware of this. This cannot be disputed. let's look at some simple ways these think tanks and financial foundations have joined to slowly destroy the family unit. We could look at a servile public education system, for instance, and kindergarten programs, which render void the influence of parents over their children's learning and development. As Fabian and Frankfurt School member and eugenicist philosopher Bertrand Russell stated, educate children to believe snow is black. Influence of the home is obstructive, and not much can be done unless indoctrination begins before 10 years old. In addition to a servile and binding education system, we find government institutions like social working, counselors, and Planned Parenthood, which replace family guidance and support, making the state into the new family and authority over the child or adolescent. Though social work does have its good influences, especially in regards to abusive family situations, the Institute in its roots has more to do with taking from the family than assisting it, from a macro perspective, that is. Though we understand at the micro level, with sincere and loving professionals, good work can be and often is accomplished. Though the most effective weapon in destruction of the family unit takes its place in entertainment, it plays on the carnal modes of youth and young adults, which are in their undeveloped stages. They are vulnerable and immature, easily influenced, emotional, and many times stubborn or overzealous. The worst part is many of these carnal modes don't fully mature or develop into the late 20s. And with the millennial generation, we will see this pushed back even into the 30s. Entertainment creates conflicting cultures, division, which disrupts communication and understanding. Today, worse than ever, we see the confusion of gender roles, degradation of parenthood, manhood, and womanhood, all promoted and learned through the conditioning of entertainment. This is how you create culture. If you want people to hate God, morality and discipline, to be reckless, addicted to substances and unhealthy behaviors, to not trust people and be obsessed with themselves and create a world of foolish and selfish animals, well, put it in the music. Put it in the movies. Make it pretty. Make it sexy. Make it a victim fighting for justice. Make it everywhere and impossible to escape. As the family unit slowly evaporates, we lose our human ecosystem, which is the family. As an ecosystem, it raises us to learn how to be a human, a healthy, functioning individual and member of society. Within that ecosystem, we learn about the Most High God, obedience, righteousness, and faith in Christ. This is where we gain our moral fabric. This is how a healthy, balanced, and loving person is created. Though as society slowly is engineered to make the family unit vanish, with a weaponized culture that proliferates divorce, drug use, mental, physical, and sexual abuse, poverty, homosexuality, and identity confusion. In turn, for lack of a family unit, people seek out a substitute. Lack of confidence and identity renders them a follower, a poser, an egomaniac, or bipolar and promiscuous. So they seek out a new family, which is found in groups, in new identities and archetypes, in social scenes, cults, or even gangs. Sometimes these groups are provided by the state, like masonry, fraternities, and the military. And most of the time, these groups are provided by the media and entertainment. Here we find lost individuals endorsing trends, genres, and styles. Though many join these groups to feel original or to show some type of expression, they in fact are carbon copies, limited to music, dress, and groupthink. In other words, culture creation. Right when you thought you were unique or accepted, And though you are essentially of corporate design, a think tank elaborate, a victim of herd behavior and crowd psychology. Bricks in the wall of the popular mind, divided in its designated areas with specific attributes, all in the guise of individuality and the feel of being rare. It is all very fascinating, yet somber. With all that being the case, it should come to no surprise when one discovers the music industry and entertainment agencies are directly connected to government intelligence and corporate interest groups. It's publicly documented that many leading Hollywood production companies are debriefed by the Pentagon and have CIA agents liaisons as part of production staff. Chase Brannon is a good example of one of these liaisons. Films and scripts cannot and will not be approved without proper intelligence management. Viacom, Time Warner, Sony Music Group, Universal Music Group, even Google, all CIA and Pentagon managed. Any source that reaches millions of people with messages gets controlled and compromised, period. From the CIA operative and Frankfurt School guru Theodore Adorno's handling of the Beatles, the beginning of the psychedelic drug culture through Agent Gordon Wasson with the infamous Time Life magazine cover story of 57, which is a Skull and Bones publication under Henry Luce, to Gloria Steinem, the openly admitted CIA operative who spearheaded the controlled feminist movement. Even the Pentagon's hand in productions of simple things like competition shows to breed division within society. Shows like Survivor, Hell's Kitchen, Cupcake Wars, Cutthroat Kitchen, and many, many others. Psychological warfare is usually very subtle and regularly functions without being detected. Jane Fonda, Jennifer Garland, Rachel Ray, all CIA operatives. Even Julia Childs was MI5, surprisingly enough. And these are all well-known facts in private investigation circles. They have all angles covered. Even where things can seem innocent, the elite have controlled it as well. Media as a whole is compromised. So once the family is no longer a source of identity and love, the media is provided as a new parent, a new guide and confidant. It will tell you what to wear, what to like, what to watch, and how to think. It will also provide many categories for every desire and interest group, so every individual can be accommodated. Now, with the addition of the internet, these categories run even deeper and broader and more confusing and addicting. And who partakes in more media and internet time than any demographic? The millennials.
Okay, so I wanted to play that just before we go to the commercial break. Then I want to go into part two of it. Very, very, very important. And there are some things that I don't agree with because I think it's much broader. But overall, the gist and the foundation of it all, the pillars of it all, are very, very true. And you can do none of this is hidden material. None of this is secret anymore. The agenda of the corporation or the system continues to perpetuate their overall objectives and methods. And you can see this throughout all forms of media and propaganda. MK Ultra is a real program that is actually completely funded and part of mainstream media life. And how do you get people to become participants of it? Is that you make it seem normal. You make it seem normal, and it will become a part of the normal life of everyone, and that's how you know that you have succeeded. And this system is very, very brutal. There was a article that my man Kevin sent me, and I didn't have time to post it because of the things that was going on. And real quickly, it was an article that came out, I think it was out of Truth Bomb, newspunch.com. And this News Punch article says that a ER nurse drops Kanye West MK Ultra Truth Bomb. Now, I'm not into, I realize that the system will always use the theatrical means and methods, because it's fictional emotions, or it's fictional in the overall script, but it's true emotions that they're trying to garnish in the young and in the unsuspecting. And we spend so much, this is why you'll always hear me say, in our community, the black community, we have no culture. We follow a fad. We follow fads. And because of that, because the difference between culture and a fad is that a culture is what you do to sustain your prosperity and to sustain your way of life. A fad is what you do for what's popular at the moment, that's devised by something or someone outside of what's in your best sustainability. Because there is no prosperity in there. It's only consumerism. And one of the great MK Ultras or propaganda programs that is hardly ever is spoken about much, but it's the consumers portion part of it all. Get people to be consumers and they will never be a saver. Get people to be a consumer, they'll never know value. Get people to become a consumer and they will always be a slave. They'll have an insatiable appetite of never enough. Because it's like empty calories with food. It's not fulfilling at all. So these tactics are extremely relevant. And so in this article about Kanye West, says that Kanye West began exposing truth about the elite. How true is that? I doubt it. It all plays into everything is a script. Who runs the world? He was forcibly hospitalized, drugged, and reprogrammed as a monarch mind-controlled slave, according to the ER nurse who assisted in the procedures. Kanye West is a monarch mind-controlled slave. It's a traumatic-based mind control that splits his personality in fragments. He has 26 distinctive personalities now. They have names, said the ER nurse, who worked at the Ronald Reagan Medical Center at UCLA while Kanye West was hospitalized last year. And let me tell you, yes, that overall hospital, in my opinion, I know I've had I've had extensive dealings with that hospital because I used to work in that area. And I'm gonna post the other one. Scotty, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. They're gonna cut off our internet here. So I'm gonna post the second one. Scotty, if you would, when we come back out of the break, play this because I don't want to lose this real quick. Let me really quickly. Uh-oh, I think they cut it already. Oh, shoot. Don't do it to me. So let me get this real quickly, post this in here, the second part. So, I don't think it's going to... One second. Ah, shoot. Bear with me. I was just told that the internet is about to get cut because they're doing the lines. Hopefully I can get in here. Bear with me, y'all. Sorry about that. Unexpected events. Okay, so post this. Hopefully it'll be there. I think I'm going to make it. Okay. Okay, cool. I made it. before they cut the lines. Okay, so getting back to, I know this hospital is Ronald Reagan at UCLA. Yes, I definitely know that there are things that go on there that are probably definitely are I don't, I mean, I can't verify 100%, but you don't always need to verify something 100%. You can discern the overall energy. Yes, that's an MK Ultra establishment that's there. And there's a lot that goes on, and it's some of those places in that medical center are the, you can feel the energy, the insanity that is being worked on there by walking those halls. So that was when we come back, I'm going to go to a commercial break. Scotty, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Hey, Scotty, they're about to cut our internet because they're burying lines, so they're going to cut our internet. So if you will, when we come out of the commercial break, I'll still be able to guide through it. Once you just, I posted the, it says Days of Noah. If you would put the second part in there, I would greatly appreciate if you would start that when we come back out of the break. So then I want to finish what I was saying about this one article. I think the fragments of the truth is definitely there. Are we under... Is there an attempt to have mind control? Yes. Why? Because it actually offers leverage, opportunity, and it gives momentum to others that should not have that or don't deserve it. It is a way to subjugate and enslave. So you're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
So we know millennials are an extremely unique and eccentric group in terms of thought and behavior, especially when comparing those thoughts and behaviors to past generations. In fact, millennials are at an advantage when one takes into consideration the advanced technology and access to information we have today. Unfortunately, the elite powers are keen to this idea, hence their labored and dedicated efforts at bombarding the media with garbage, making distracting and highly addictive technology, and most destructive of all, promoting the vitality of sex and pleasure as representations of the highest accomplishments in life. This generation is being taught to rebel and to do as thou wilt. The same old serpent lies, yet new and improved with billions of dollars behind them. Knowing that, it would be foolish to lump all millennials into, you know, cultural categories. For now, we can focus on three major categories that seem to be trapping a very large percentage of the demographic, in turn arresting their development socially and mentally, but most important, spiritually. Before we get into these groups, let's remember, they are not exclusive to millennials. Many of us Generation X kids are lumped in, and many, many Generation Z kids are being added to the list, at an alarming rate at that. But let's continue. A simple way to frame these categories is by general features. So we have the largest group, which I call pop culture or grandpappy culture, the daddy of the generation. Or how Plato would state it, the legal guardian. Pop culture is described by the general feature of mainstream, the basic. The base programming of society. Here we find A-list Hollywood, major network TV, top 40, and hip-hop or electronic pop music. Fanboys and fangirls, twerkers and dabbers, Drake lemmings and Beyonce beehive or hive-minded minions. This category of culture creation is the corporate interest, prison industrial complex and new left epicenter. mind control at its highest level, basically. Here we find heavy, heavy drug promotion, lust programming, sexuality confusion and perversion, double-mindedness to the 10th degree, feminized male and warrior goddess programming, feminine dominance and male hatred, race baiting, endless consumption and little brain function, and hours of application activity. Poor conversational skills, yet elaborate Snapchat stories and social media posts. This culture is represented by the talkers, not so much the doers, the followers, the greedy, the envious, and lustful. Sports fanatics, though sports in total are rigged, they seem to worship them. We find Spotify, iTunes, Instagram, promiscuity and emptiness, Netflix and chill, binge watching, which increases programming tenfold. This group runs on money, orgasms, cocaine, pot, and alcohol, and of course, pills. Next, we have the doers. Unlike the talkers or followers of pop culture, this culture actually gets out and does things, though they are just as deceived and spin their wheels in vain. This is the modern counterculture. Though it is wide in its range and has many subdivisions and offshoots, we will focus on the majority. One could look at this counterculture as being the hipsters. This category holds the grouping feature of rebellion. The so-called independent thinkers, the progressive and open-minded. Though a mind left open like a tin can is subject to be filled with trash and waste, hence the counterculture. Very opinionated, emotional, and self-righteous, this group leans on their libraries and education for confidence, or their favorite philosopher, historian, or existentialist thinker. They love Nietzsche, Locke, Descartes, Baldwin, Marx, and the like. Yet they are completely oblivious to the echo chamber they inhabit, and the long and strategic methods employed by elite powers to rewrite history books and shape the opinions and imaginations of generations. This counterculture is surely the offspring of the original counterculture, the new left's brainchild, the authoritarian personality and critical theory of the modern era. Joseph Campbell, Timothy Leary, and Al Hubbard would be proud. They are part of the New Enlightenment, the ego and expression culture. Here we find the formers of social movements, black consciousness organizations, social justice warriors, rabid feminists and gay rights activists out for blood, not equality, delusional animal rights activists and vegans, or test tube babies of the Club of Rome, UNESCO, and the World Wildlife Federation. New World Order proxy warriors. If you want to control the opposition, you become the opposition. Control the war by managing the conflict. Controlled education and controlled politics that they all seem to wholeheartedly fight over. Enlightened and lippy, yet their minds are filled with propaganda only. This is our second category plaguing the millennial generation. The hipster, pseudo-intellect info warriors in vintage clothing. Women with hairy armpits or shaved, it doesn't really matter. They both believe in abortion and fight for the women's right to murder innocent God-given life. And yet, love is all. Love is love. But is it really? I guess it depends on who you're talking to. Beta males and man bags, independent movies and Starbucks or Pete's Coffee if you're hardcore. I think you get the point. Let's not forget the techies and their startups, atheist belief systems and Babylonian lifestyles, more cocaine, more pot, and hallucinogens. Well, drugs are always a key feature in these countercultures and created cultures in general. It's somewhat of the fuel that moves the engine, if you will. Lastly, we have the emotionally and mentally disturbed subcultures. Yes, their severity ranges, but all individuals involved in these scenes or cults are to some degree emotionally imbalanced. The grouping feature of this culture is dysphoria. Here within the category, we find the presence of neurotic individuals, extreme narcissists, extreme introverts, extreme music, extreme everything. Within the subcultures, we find a high percentage of bipolar and mood disorders, personality disorders, grand delusion, and intense spiritual unrest or possession. Drugs are usually a part of these circles, though many times they are not, because the mere psychosis of some of these kids renders them in no need of sensory enhancement. Though energy drinks and high sugar products seem to have replaced water consumption, health is at the bottom of the priority list for these groups. It saddens me to witness the level of confusion and pain these kids go through, though I understand there's a war being waged against them. For the subculture group, it's being waged through the music and decadent satanic bands, brain-melting video game playing, fantasy media like anime, and medieval wizard and dragon lore. Here we find the outcasts, and what some would call weirdos or nerds, though now they have become freaks of nature, begging for attention and a place to call home. Descending from a mixture of metal and punk movements, New Wave and Silicon Valley tech, this new subculture division of millennials is next level confusion. Superior dissociation and groupthink. Goth, emo, scene kids, club kids, weebos, ravers, and cosplay heads. The Aquarian age has truly been personified. As the most disturbing factor and revealing of the lost state we are in, is the circle within this subculture called Otherkin, the next step in identity psychology, where kids are now identifying as something other than human, like animals, plants, and even demonic creatures. And there is a huge, huge movement for these Otherkin millennials. These subcultures tend to have most activity and communion on Tumblr, the most depraved application in the MK Ultra tech program. Snapchat and Instagram are popular as well, and online gaming is also a haven for the subculture. This dysphoric millennial group is by far the most severely affected culture by MK Ultra mind control. By use of drugs, technology, and debasing music, these poor kids have completely lost their minds.
I think they can guess I'm a little bit different. Wearing a collar, a tail, my personal preference. So people don't want to be seen as any different. They want to fit in. But I've given up on fitting in. My name is Laura. And I believe that I am spiritually and mentally a wolf-dog hybrid. It's a very spiritual thing for me, so I am a wolf. I see to chew things if I'm stressed, but most of the time I'm pretty normal.
So from the millennial pop culture, counterculture, and subcultures, we can see the level of distraction and confusion that is being placed on the largest and most influential demographic in the nation. Strategic programs have been developed for these groups to submerge themselves in. Things like Vevo, Twitter, WorldStar, Vine, BET, and Snapchat have literally replaced reality with weaponized media. Yet we are taught these are signs of technological growth and social progress. If we only understood that mainstream music technology has been designed to create a debased culture. as Aldous Huxley stated, melodies ingrain themselves in the listener's mind. Setting information to melodies gives them power and programmability. People will adopt their behaviors from entertainment through learning. With the addition of fashion, you include the self-conscious factor, or ego recognition. This is why we see uniforms accompanying a type of music. This consolidates the culture, the thinking and perspective. Same brands, same fits, styles, trends, same slang terms. This is groupthink. And social media and hashtag technology has only increased the programming of this concept. They produce and sell image, the ultimate Bernaysian method of mind control. It's all about debasement. They can sell anything and create an entire culture from it. Drugs, violence, and blind arrogance, so they make drill music and trap artists available globally. Idolatry through celebritism or gods and goddess worship. They mix sex with music and drugs, and it becomes the new generation's milk. Just like the old sex, drugs, and rock and roll of the past, they roll out the same program, just an upgraded version, MKUltra 2.0.
Joining conference now. This conference is being recorded by the organizer.
So Dave is not on the board, and we're having all kind of technical issues. So what I'm going to do is try to contact him and see what's going on. And so y'all sit tight. You're listening to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
Gotta read it.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. Sorry about that. Scott, are you there?
Yes, I got disconnected, and I was away from my desk. But the video was played in its entirety, and it went out to the radio audience.
Oh, okay. I know, because Brother Bragg said he couldn't hear it. So everyone did hear it? Because I know I couldn't hear it.
Not on the conference line.
It went completely out.
Not through the conference line, but if they are listening to the station, yes, they heard it.
Oh, okay. Great. So, all right, everyone. So we're going to pick back up there. I didn't get to hear the rest of it, but I'm familiar with it. And so you did hear. And so if you'd like to get in on the conversation, definitely give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit **. If you were on the conference line like we were, then you didn't hear the rest of it. I know my man, Brother Braggs, he didn't hear it. But later on in the show, definitely check that out because there's some really good information there. And so what I wanted to say is, yes, there is a conservative systematic attack, which we all know, and MK Ultra is real. But I think it's much deeper than what has been exposed. And the only way to really safeguard ourselves from that is that trust nothing that hasn't been created by you and organizations that you are completely familiar with. So in my estimates, the best thing to do is that we need to decentralize ourselves from everything that we've been accustomed to. Because if we continue to do the same things that we've done yesterday, we will always meet the same end result. So, for me, because nothing can be trusted, you know, Operation Planned Parenthood is what their overall agenda is they try to make it politically correct in disposing and having human population control, like pest control, any other form of control. That's what it is for. That's what it's about. What is that control for? Because it's being regulated, fixed, and established for someone else's gain. And that gain is not the ones that are being killed, being systematically exterminated. And it's used to maintain the overall momentum and agenda and direction that's already been set forth. So for us, I think the most holistic thing for us to do is to return to the ecosystem which the great creator had established, that has no extermination program. You know, they'll even lie and tell you that Mother Nature, you know, and see, they say that word Mother Nature because that's a different same entity of the same created falsehood that they create. They'll say that there's a natural deselection process. Well, don't think it's that at all. Because anytime that modern science or the science of schooling talks, it's always lies. There's always lies and is under the established control that has been set forth. And you heard about the Rockefellers, the Carnegies, the Rothschilds, and all of these different other family entities that have established the educational program to maintain their agenda. There was an article that I was reading, and I'm driving right now, so it was a little difficult. But I want to just read this one part of the article when we're talking about Kanye West, and then I will put it in there. But Kanye, it's not really the individual Kanye West that's significant in this whole thing. It's the method and objective of the whole system. And here it talks about how they took Dr. Melanges, who was the Nazi, known as the Angel of Death,
who took psychiatry to a different level and established, and it was the basis or the poster child of what was known as MK Ultra. I wouldn't even blame it all on the Nazis. The technology was nothing that they created. In my opinion, it was actually handed down to them, and they represented it from a culture, so it too can be exploited for the overall beneficial good of the objective. Meaning, they were just celebrity figureheads doing what they're told, just like you see now. But very, very important quote that's very true. It says this: it's cruel, but it works. It creates slaves. If you want to control someone, there is nothing better. That, ladies and gentlemen, is the propaganda machine. Because it not only does it create slaves, it maintains them. It maintains where others will give up their free will for your objective. They will compromise their overall sovereignty, self-existence to maintain the faddish culture and direction that you have established to their demise.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Programming, what you're talking about is programming. Programming been around for a long time. Ever since, they've been programming people with statues and images for thousands of years. I mean, that's the whole point of, like all the pyramids and the statues that you see in ancient Egypt. You know, that's what is that communicating to the masses of the people? That Pharaoh is God, or this is supreme, or that's supreme. Then when you had the printing press, like let's say the American Revolution, for example, that's why you had a First Amendment and freedom of the press, is because you had news. I don't know if you call them newspapers, but we call them newspapers. They might have called them journals or something of the sort. But you can tell a story. It don't even have to be true. But you could write about, you could write about the Boston Massacre, which did occur. And that got out to the people, and that angered them. And then you could continue to write, especially if you are one of the few, papers in the colonies, and then you can continue to agitate the population against the British, against King George. And that's, in a way, that's mind control. I mean, not in a way. It actually is mind control. So
you're right, Scotty.
We're engaged in it too. I had two college papers written on Black Talk Radio Network, and the fact that I openly admit that I'm engaged in propaganda. Okay?
Right.
But the thing is, you can inoculate yourself from propaganda and being under anybody's control. And how you do that is with critical thinking. You know, it's not just reading a headline on Facebook and accepting that headline represents a true story. And some people don't even click all the way through to read the story, don't know if it's a satire site or whatnot. They just take it. If CNN puts something out, I'm accepted as true. This is true.
Right.
And it could completely be a lie. And it kind of backfired on them, Hillary Clinton's campaign. They talked about from them elite emails of using the media to elevate people like Donald Trump. What did you see on CNN 24/7? Donald Trump at his rallies. You didn't see no Bernie Sanders coverage. You didn't see any of Trump's opponents' coverage. It was 24/7 Donald Trump. And so that was the mind control that they knew that was going to have an effect on certain segments of the population. So, I mean, different stuff work on different people. I found that to be true in my studies. But it's all, any kind of media that's conveying a story or an ideal, I consider it propaganda. Not always with the negative connotation, but information causes you to act too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's like programming.
Yes,
you're programmed by the information. This information, which I have verified is true, requires some action on my part. And so, you know, I can either act or I can choose not to act. So, I mean, it's so deep, though, this topic.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, I always say that the printing press was the most powerful weapon ever created, because it actually was the striking point of controlling people's decision making, and to where they would otherwise decide to do one thing, you influence them, and then you gave you establish credibility where they no longer think for themselves. They wait to see what you write before they think. That is complete mind control. And Scotty, absolutely right. There's propaganda that's also just defensive propaganda that is created because of the climate and the environment in which you are engaging in. Critical thinking is the solution to it all. Independence is the solution to it all. Sovereignty, using your individual, never compromising your morality for someone else's agenda, is the solution to that. And one of the things that the video said that was so true was there's a reason why they have young children get up very early in the morning to go to school at their young age, because the true gateway into mind control has to start very early. Because if not, then that individual, that child will grow into a self-thinking, self-thought individual, and that's the most dangerous person walking. It's someone that thinks for themselves, exercises critical thinking, and makes a judgment based off of their sovereignty, not someone else's agenda. How many times do you see in this society people following agendas, not movements, not significant things? They follow a faddish agenda, what's popular today. And that's all facilitated and nurtured from the very young age to where you can first turn on a television. But it goes even further than that, because it's your parents that turn that television on. And what does that child already establish with their parents? A sense of trust. And a influence, and we become our own worst nightmares because we make sure that we are captive ourselves, and we capture our children. You know, when children ask why, that's because that's what a sovereign mind does. That's what a sovereign mind does. And it's okay to tell a child you don't know. It's okay, because what you do when you do that, when you tell a child you don't know, you're seeding in that individual that they need to find out for themselves. Instead of saying, you can say that you don't know, but then you can say right after, let's try to find out. What does that do? That causes them to be critical thinkers instead of regurgitators.
Hey, Dave, I'm sitting here thinking, yeah, though, that applies to adults as well, man. And, you know, they should be asking why, what, when, where, and for sort. But I wanted to say that somebody that I talk to, you know, I'm not talking about, I'm talking about a type of individual who always know everything. They never say, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? They know everything. And you ask them and they know it. Those people right there be very suspicious of, that never say, I don't know. That know everything. Because it's impossible to know everything. So I just wanted to add that.
And more importantly, is, as you said, Scotty, it's impossible and it's unhealthy. It is really, it's mental, it's socially, mentally, and to me, spiritually unhealthy to think you know everything. That because that's what this system really wants. If you really look at it, it's a narcissistic society
that feeds off one another. And the key is always what? I gotta be right. That is, and that person, and people in that type of mentality where you always have to be right, that is just as, that is violently dangerous. And so there's a new way in which we should be approaching our overall physical existence here. And it has to start with you, the individual. It can't start, it's essential that it starts with you. It's not important that it starts with anyone else other than you, because I can't make someone do something. So you can't make someone to do something. You can influence them in everything else, but influence is actually not is what's used in today's world. Is sorcery that's being used to influence. That in itself is dangerous. It's so important for us to be individual critical thinkers that is willing to say no, that's willing to question, that's willing to be sincere and say, wait a minute, what we're doing right now in all phases and all facets is wrong. So we need to totally dismantle this whole system. And individually, collectively, build something that's more harmonious and in sync with how we truly were made, natural. We need to get back to a natural way of doing things. And that means that there are going to be some comfortable things, some comfortable tricks that we're going to have to give up. Some so-called luxuries. Look what they look how they popularize us being synthetic in everything that we do. They call them luxuries. Are they necessary for your overall natural sustainability? No. And by engaging in a lot of luxuries, your body no longer is able to do, because what you don't use, you lose. Me and Scotty was talking yesterday, and Scotty talked about how when he was bedridden and his legs were adversely affected by that, he lost muscle density. And in losing that, it didn't take long. That's the natural process. Progressiveness of life. What you don't use, you lose, and it deteriorates very quickly. So if we would lose our addiction to this society, we will no longer have a need for it, and it will go away quickly. It will no longer have the stronghold that it has on us all now. And that can't be done as a people. That has to be done the way that the great creator had established it all. You as a sovereign individual, we place too much emphasis on the people. That's what the system wants you to do. Because whenever you gather people around, there has to be a leader. There has to be a direction that is leading. And they just revolutionized that. And they just have, it just evolves into a falsehood of a paradigm that is not healthy and natural. What's healthy and natural is you establishing a great self-worth, a great sense of your talents, abilities, and developing those talents and abilities individually, then sharing that collectively with those that you are in harmony with, those that you resonate with. That is healthy. That is natural. And if you do have disagreements among others, it doesn't have to move into a violent confrontation. You just realize that your talents and abilities aren't going to be necessarily profitable. They are they're not going to be advantageous, so you move on. No big deal. You go your way, I go mine. You respect me, I respect you. You infringe not here, I infringe not there. Remember, we weren't born as a people. you were born and were created as an individual. Once the egg, once the sperm gets inside of the egg's wall, all of the people are cut out. It's one individual that is now highlighted. It's a magnificent gift, and we should stop squandering it by lies that the system would establish by the few to control the many. Listen, got to get ready to go to our last commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 866-510-9025.
Hey, you might as well.
866-510-9025.
Just skip that break, man. We had those technical issues, so.
Okay, cool. And I can't see the board, so if you call in, please, just sound off. We'd love to hear from you all. In order to break this propaganda, in order to break what ails us now, in order for the disease of the spirit, the disease of the body, the disease of the mind, we're going to have to make individual choices to free ourselves, and then hopefully that will magnify itself as being a worthy direction by others seeing something that works in a better way. Let me tell you something about becoming sovereign. It is a very lonely road. Many of you know exactly what I'm speaking about. You don't find that you could talk to very many people. Why? Because they stay in the overall captive pen of the sheeple. You don't find very many individuals that are critical thinking, that are questioning, that are sovereign in nature and in determination. You don't find very many people that won't go along with the crowd. You don't find very many people that know, that consider that the old saying, their safety in numbers, as being a lie. No, there's depopulation in numbers. That's why when the population gets so at a certain point, the depopulation program ramps up even more, because control, established control that has been fixed, is now being threatened. That's known. That's the definition of regulation. What do you hear that the government needs to do this and the government needs to regulate that? When you say that, do you know what you're really saying? That you want individuals to come in to establish control and to fix the overall direction. And what does fix means? It means to manipulate unnaturally. What do you say when a basketball game isn't determined, the outcome of a basketball game isn't determined by the outcome or the overall attributes of the individual players? They say that that game was what? Fixed. There was a promoter that was recently murdered, and the story comes out that he was saying that the overall fight, the McGregor and Mayweather fight, was fixed. What does that word, when you hear that, you know exactly what that means. It means that the outcome has already been determined and is going to be used against you and is going to be used for the benefit of those that fixed it, the manipulation. These are the hints that are right in front of us.
Hey, Dave, on that fight, I saw an article today talking about racism sales, and that they know that what's his name? Mayweather and Conor McGregor know that.
McGregor?
Yeah, say they both play. And somebody had said to me that they heard he was in on it and what have you. But yes. Again, that's the programming. That's playing on people's emotion. And you can be passionate without being emotional. Emotions cause you to make bad decisions at times, okay? So, but they are purposely playing on your emotion, playing, using racism, the race card, that's so vile, to sell tickets, to get you all riled up. That's why I had to make that video about that black woman going in Cracker Barrel acting like she was in fear for her life. She knows she wasn't in fear for her life, or she wouldn't took her children in there unless she is admitting she's a bad mother. But what does she want? She wanted to steal people's energy generated off of their emotions. So she made up this fake story about racism and what have you. So yeah, man, the programming is real. It's in many forms.
Yep, and it's deep. And believe me, it goes lockstep because it's a part of the entertainment. Remember, as Shakespeare Francis Bacon said, the whole world is a stage. What does that mean? That is set up as a production for who? Not for you. And it's no coincidence that with the overall advent of things that are going on, there is an agenda that's being sought after here and established and being reestablished and being upheld. Because one of the things about being strong, you can only be strong if you continue to work out and to reapply that strength. The moment you loosen your grip, your strength is lost. There's a grip that this system doesn't want to lose strength in. And it's going to be today, it's going to be tomorrow, and it's going to be forever until the people individually decide, I no longer play that game. And I think that's very, very important for everyone to decide individually. And when you decide that, you'll see how you'll start to deprogram yourself. One of the things I'll say is this, is that there are many individuals, and you know, one of the things about the article, about the clip, it said about how these celebrities were involved in the intelligence agency. Yes, absolutely. Yes. Remember when Chapo was captured? Trying to set up to do a movie with Sean Penn about his life. Oh, Julia Childs. Oh, all of this. Louis Armstrong. CIA. Why? Because all of these individuals have influential personalities that people will follow. Show me a leader and I'll show you propaganda. Show me an individual, and there where you'll see the beacon of sovereignty. It's all because the key is that by having it so broad, they know that there is no way that you can get all of these people in one place at one time unless there's some obedience. And obedience is the key to the overall subjugation and enslavement program. If you weren't obedient to anything, guess what you would be in the ecosystem? The spirit of the law does not require that you adhere to it. The spirit of the law is the truth. There's consequences that aren't guaranteed, nor are they designed that they are guaranteed or assured that they'll happen in a certain way. But every law that man writes is, because it's based in giving your obedience. We've obeyed ourselves to death, into to enslavement and into poverty. At some point and at some time, we must just execute our talents and abilities. Individually, among those that you can stay in harmony with,
Listen, everyone, we're going to get ready to get out of here unless we have any callers or comments from people that would like to jump in. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. But BIB, Black in Business, is going to be coming up next. If you miss the second part, then please go to listen to it once it's going to be uploaded and check it out there. It's you want to definitely check that out. So it's really, really good. And then we'll have more about this. But also, everyone, please, if you're in the Texas area that is going to be affected by Hurricane Harvey, then please make sure that you are prepared for it and do all that you can do and reach out to others that are not in the affected area. And those, everyone else, make sure that if you have family and friends that are, make sure that you are checking up on them and find out what their overall plan is and what they're going to be doing. Be active in that, okay, so that you'll be ready to give assistance. Okay, everyone, BIB is going to be coming up next. And it's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later, Brother Braggs. If you're still on the line, if you would chime us out of here, greatly appreciate it all. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll talk to you later. Peace.
Peace, peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called